is only one of the fulfillments, and that also is not as major as there are many others. As you know by experience by now, there are many stages of yoga and we get many kinds of experiences. To say that yoga makes our life tension free is just to say it in a negative way. But what are the positive achievements, the wonderful, the most valuable, the most rewarding achievements of meditation? And what are the main stages? Generally, in some of the pictures on meditation, we show some of the stages. But they are just for an elementary student. And we know by experience that when we practice meditation, we have various kinds of experiences. The stages of yoga are not 2 or 3 or 4. There are many stages of yoga, a variety of stages, and many kinds of experiences of meditation. But one of the most rewarding, the most valuable, the most enjoyable, I think, which we very often miss, is the karmatit stage. In Hindi, we generally call it the karmatit stage. I think you are familiar with this name by now, karmatit stage. I am sure you all know the word karma. This is now a word which is in almost all the languages, which is generally mentioned when people talk of philosophy or Indian culture or Indian people. They generally say that they believe in karma philosophy. But then, what is this karmatit stage? The word karmatit actually means above karma, beyond karma. As we sometimes say, beyond space. So this word karmatit is beyond karma. But this is the literal meaning. What exactly is the stage, the experience of this karmatit stage? What happens when we get this experience? Today I will talk about this, and then within the available time we have, we will try to practice and at least have some glimpses of that kind of stage. Karmatit stage. Now, I should say that karmatit stage is the state of being, not becoming, not doing. Because in that stage, you are not making any effort, you are not doing anything. Even in dreams, we are doing something mentally. All the day we are either thinking or deciding, we are listening, we are eating, we are walking, we are doing various kinds of jobs. But in karmatit stage, so your mic system has gone to the karmatit stage. But you are not in the karmatit stage. So what I was saying was, it is a state of being. Neither is it a state of doing, nor of becoming. What do I mean? Sometimes you try to become something, and you are in a state of effort, trying to achieve something. That is a state of being, I mean, a state of becoming. For example, we are trying to become deities, gods and goddesses, from ordinary human beings. We want to become angels. So to become angels is an effort of becoming. You want to write something, you are writing practically. So that is what you are doing. So, but becoming is a goal which you want to achieve. doing is something which you are practically doing at this moment. But this karmati stage is only a being. You are neither doing nor trying to become. You have already become. What have you become in that stage in which there is no effort? You are neither thinking nor deciding nor judging. Even the mental action is also stopped. So what is that stage? So karmatit, the word karmatit means that stage of being, not of becoming and not of doing. Even the mental action, leave aside the physical action, even the mental action is not taking place. You are totally stabilized. You are not making any mental or physical movement. You are not trying to be, but you are in that stage. You know, our sense organs are called the organs of action. Eyes are the action of seeing, the organ of seeing, of vision. Ears are the organs of hearing, of audience, so on. But you are beyond, in that stage, you are beyond all these organs of action. You are totally detached from these organs of action. Even when you are ordinarily sitting in a stage of meditation, at least your ears are open. Maybe that you are listening to the song, if you are not doing anything. But in that stage of karmatit, what I am saying, karmatit stage, you are totally beyond your organs of action, totally detached from your organs of action. You have left them where they are. You are not making any use of them. Just, if you have that experience, you know it very well, and if some of you don't have that experience, you could just imagine, recall to your mind that kind of stage, where the mind is totally detached. Not partially or partly detached. So it is a stage beyond speech, beyond action, beyond body. You can say it is a stage of the beyond, not of this world. Though you are physically present in this world, and when you are present in this physical world, generally you have some kind of a physical experience, the worldly experience. You look at things, you meet people, you think of them, you talk to them. But in this, you have no action of this type. There are no persons, no things, no objects, material objects, in your awareness, in your consciousness. Everything has been wiped out from the slate of your mind. You are just free from all this material thoughts, thoughts of the material world. So it is an experience of the beyond, not of this world. Otherworldly experience, not experience of this world. Because when the soul is in the soul world, after having attained its stage of liberation, mukti or nirvana, as we say, when it has left the body and has settled its karmic accounts and has gone back sweet home, where there is light and light, golden red light, which we call Brahm, in that soul world, the incorporeal world. When the soul is there, it is that stage. When the soul is in the soul world, at that time, the soul does not have the worldly experience. It has the experience of that other world, the soul world, the world of light, which is beyond speech, beyond action, beyond the fruit of action. Here, if we are not doing any action, we are at least reaping the fruit of our action. We did something in the past, and we are having the results of those past actions on us. We are at least experiencing those results. We may not be thinking of it anything, but our sanskaras may be there. They are arising. You know. But in this stage of karmatit, you don't have this kind of thing. your sanskaras, your recollections, your remembrances, things of the past, material things, things of this world, this mic, this table, this glass, this chair, this light, this Om Shanti Bhavan, this hall, nothing. Your mind is free from all this in that stage. So how we have to practice to attain that stage where the soul is and the Supreme Soul is in the soul world and there is nothing else. No thought, no speech, no action, no fruit of action, no sanskara, nothing. That otherworldly stage is what I say is the karmati stage. That stage is in Paramdham, in Brahmlok, in what you call the soul world. So that is actually something very, very valuable. Because when you are in the soul world, at that time you will not be in the body. You will not be in this world. But to be in this world and to be in this body and yet to have that kind of experience is wonderful. In this life, through meditation, by means of practice of yoga, if you can have that experience here in this world, that world comes into this world. Physically you are here, but you are totally absorbed. You are totally lost in that kind of experience, where everything else is not. Only you and the Supreme Soul is, and that light is, that's all. So that is what we say is the karmati stage. The time is not, the day and night are not, the darkness and the light are not. You are beyond all this. That is karmati stage when the soul is there. You don't have the consciousness of what is, what was, or what will be. You are totally above all this. The present, the past, and the future. You are not concerned with what will be, nor are you aware of what was, or what is. So you are beyond time, beyond space, beyond speech, beyond action, beyond sanskaras, beyond thoughts. It is therefore, as I said, the experience of the beyond, you see, the other world. You are a conscious being, the soul is a conscious being, but you are not conscious that you are a conscious being. Here we have the consciousness, I am a soul, I am a conscient being, but you don't have even this awareness, I am a conscious being. You are a conscious being, that's all. But you are not conscious of your consciousness. Because your other things are still. So, you can say the body is not, the relationships are not, the total detachment is there, total stabilization is there. There are no efforts, no adjustment. You are not trying to adjust yourself to certain circumstances, to certain situations, to certain persons, you know. No. Because you are totally stabilized. Totally stabilized. In meditation, on other occasions, we may be thinking of making certain other kind of efforts. We may be trying to become angels, trying to become like Lakshmi or Narayana. We may be thinking of our goal. We may be thinking of what Baba said in the Murli the other day. All these thoughts are not. That is the stage, which we say, the karmatit stage. At that time, that point of time, you are light, you are might. It's not that you are thinking, I am light, I am might. Like we tell a beginner, that when he begins to practice meditation, he should have thoughts in his mind, I am light, I am might, I am a point of light, or I am a soul, I am eternal, I am immortal. Even these spiritual thoughts are not there. But you just are light and might. In that world of light, which is beyond the soul world, that is the Brahmlok, you are in that world, and you are just light and might. And you feel that strong currents of light, very, very strong torrents and currents of light and might, that power, they are emanating from you. You are giving those waves, strong currents of light and might, spreading into all directions, all over the globe, all over the world. And they are so strong, so strong, so strong, that you feel that you are just on the verge of leaving the body. Because the body at that time, the feeling of the body, is almost nil. I won't say totally nil, because if it is totally nil, maybe that you have gone, you see. Just before that, that kind of experience, you feel that the body is not. Just very, very little, maybe. Not that you are aware of it. But because that total, like you are in the soul world, that kind of 100% thing is not there. Maybe 99.9 or 99.8 or something. That feeling is there. Light and might. Just a very shining, brilliant ball of light. Radiating light and might, very strongly vibrating light and might in all directions. And that experience you like. The only feeling in you is, this is life. This is what I want it to be. This is when you come back. Not at that stage. When you are in that stage, you are in that stage. That's all. But when you return back from that stage, it takes you some time to come to your normal stages, your day-to-day, usual stage, whatever it be. But when you come and begin to think what it was, how it was, what wonderful it was, then you feel, why I am wasting my time in other things, useless things. This is the experience which I should have constantly. This is life worth living. This is the most cherishable thing. It was total bliss, total enlightenment. It was the most, the highest, the most fulfilling reward of the practice of meditation. You will have some kind of a satisfaction. Even otherwise we may be contented. Baba says that we have to obtain 3 certificates of satisfaction. But this is something beyond that, much, much higher, nobler, greater. Because you don't want anything. Your desires have gone. And your worries, the conflict in your mind, the weaknesses, the negativities, the shortcomings, the defects, in one go, they have all gone. Because that was the real bhatti. We generally say, let us have bhatti. From such and such day to such and such day, we will have bhatti. But actually, this is the bhatti, the furnace. Like you put an iron ball into fire, which is at very, very high temperature, so that even the iron may melt and may become as yellow or as red-yellow, like the fire was. Similarly, the soul at that stage is brilliant, it is shining, and it is enlightened. It is in its stage of perfection, where the shortcomings have gone. And therefore, when you come back to the usual stage, you feel, this is the stage which I wanted. There is nothing like this. That is the most valuable gift which I can have from God, the inheritance, the fulfilling thing, the thing which develops our inner potential. So therefore I said that we very often miss this, or if we get these experiences, we get them after long intervals, because our attention is not on this kind of a stage. We generally sit in meditation for a few minutes. There is a song, some kind of a traffic control. We get detached from the body. We think of Shiv Baba. we remember that we are souls, we get some kind of experience, of course we do, we have attained peace and we don't have any negative thought. All these attainments are there. But not this, that you are just light and might, radiating very powerfully those currents of light and might. So that is the karmati state. At that time you are linked to Shiv Baba, because that stage is impossible to achieve unless and until your mind is linked to Shiv Baba. But you are not very conscious, very aware, as you are in other times of meditation, even of that. Even that is what it is. Because as I told you earlier, that is a stage of being, not of becoming. In meditation, you just think of Shiv Baba in Paramdham, that point of light, and you try to establish the link, pay attention to it, think of Shiv Baba's qualities, establish some kind of a communication, and so on. But in this, you are already in it, you are experiencing it, you are a part of it. Not that you are very grossly aware of it. Now the question is how we should attain this stage. Now this is one stage, karmatit stage. There are other aspects of karmatit stage. The other aspect of karmatit stage is that you are here in this world, you are a karma yogi, you do actions, you do speak, you do write, you do other things, but you think someone is getting it done. And you are not making any very conscious efforts. You think that you are just an instrument. That supreme power to whom you surrender yourself, he is getting done through you. So that again is an effortless effort. You are not making any strenuous, very hard efforts. On the other hand, you feel that Shiv Baba is getting it done through you. This is just your preparation for karmatit stage. When you speak, you think that Baba is speaking through you. When you do other things, you think that you are just an instrument. You at that time also feel that you are detached from the body. So this again is called karmatit stage, because it is a dilute form, a mild form of that final stage. The final stage is what I just described unto you. But this one, since it takes us finally to the karmati stage, this also could be called the karmati stage. Because you are doing karma, you are a karma yogi, but you are at a much higher stage, where your link with Shiv Baba is there all the time. And you feel that he is getting it done through you. That karma does not result in certain negativities. At that time, your mind is free from all negativities. You are not frustrated, you don't have tension, all these things naturally happen. And you are not dejected, you don't feel sad. Whatever happens, you think that he is getting it done through you. You are just having witness consciousness. You are just an observer, so to say. So that again is the karmati stage, when you feel that your body is not just flesh and bones. You feel that you are in a body of light. You are moving on the earth, but you don't feel this grass touch of the earth, as if you are floating, you are flying. And you don't even feel your grass weight, even worldly wise. You, on the other hand, feel that you are a luminous being, an angelic being, and you are just an instrument into his hands. You are working. So that also is a karmati stage of a kind, a mild kind, to a lesser degree, you could say. At that time you feel that it is his will. Whatever he wants to get it done, you are doing. You don't have any desire. Like when we say, Baba mil gaya, to sab kuch mil gaya. Now that we have been able to meet Shiv Baba, we belong to Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba belongs to us. then there is nothing else to be attained, we say. In Hindi we say, Baba mil gaya, to sab kuch mil gaya. So that is one kind of feeling. But in karmati stage is another additional feeling. This additional feeling is, whatever I wanted to do, I have done. There is nothing else to be done. Because you are not after glory, neither after name and fame, nor after worldly success. You don't have any desires of your own. You don't think that you lack something for which you need to make any efforts. So that kind of stage is there. Jo karna tha, wo bhi kar liya. Jo paana tha, so pa liya. Whatever I wanted, I have got. After getting Shiv Baba, being close to him, we say that whatever we wanted to have, we have had. But in this, you have an additional feeling, whatever I wanted to do, I have done. Somebody wants to study and wants to have a PhD degree. Another person wants to work in some office and become a greater boss. Another man wants to run some industry and be a very good, great businessman, industrialist, to have a lot of money. Another one is an artist and he wants that his art should be appreciated. There are some kinds of desires and certain things which he wants to do. But in this you feel, whatever I wanted to do, all things are done. There is nothing to be done. It does not mean that now I should sit with my hand on hand and say, I have not to do anything. But the thing is of fulfillment. It is a stage of mind. You do actions for the greater good of mankind, for the service of the world, because Shiv Baba commands you to do service. So service you do, because it is His will. Not because you want some name and fame, some success, and so many other worldly things. Because it is not because of that reason that you do it. You simply do it because it is your master, your lord, your father. He wants you to do it. And He is one whom you love the most. And for the sake of Him, you love the humankind. And for the love of the humankind, you want to do something. That's all. It's not that you have any personal needs to be fulfilled. So this was the second kind of karmatit stage while living in this world, a little dilute, mild, of a lesser intensity, lesser degree. And the third is that you do actions, but you are not concerned with the results. You are concerned with only your actions. This also is karmatit stage. But you are not affected, influenced by the results. You did some action and people very much applaud, appreciate, they praise you, and you get influenced or affected by the praise. And sometimes you have not been able to attain success, though you spent money, made efforts, you spent your energy and time, and then you become a little bit sad. Again and again you make the efforts, again and again you find that the results is not according to your expectations, your hopes are not fulfilled. So the result sometimes influences our mind. But the karmati stage is such stage where the results of your actions don't affect your mind. You are concerned only with doing, that's all. Because He asked you to do it. Therefore you do it. And naturally after some time, whenever it may be, the result of that karma will be good. Though it is not visible today, you have sown the seeds. And in course of time you know that they will grow up into the form of a crop. So you are not worried about the result. And if there are some negative results below your expectation, you are not influenced, not worried. So this also is karmatit. Karmatit means you are not affected, you are above the influence of the result of the actions. The results of the actions are no more your concern, you see. You make only the best of your efforts. Because you are attaining the stage of perfection. You should not be lacking in your efforts. put your very best into it, your body, mind and soul into it, and do with great enthusiasm. Apply your mind fully to it. Do it in a planned and systematic way, because you are trying to be perfect. This you should do. But after that, whatever happens, you are free from all this. So that again is another kind of, what we may say, the karmatit stage. If we are not able to experience that stage of being a soul in Paramdham and being a ball of light and might, radiating strong currents of light and might, until that stage comes and becomes our easy in our reach, we have to practice this kind of thing in order to attain that final stage. Practice it more and more. In those, all those situations, you must remain contented, happy. Never sure should your happiness diminish, become less, because the success was not as you had expected. No. And your body is here, but your mind be there. When you were in the country where you are located, and you just thought of making journey to India to be in Madhuban, then your body was there in that country, but your mind was in Madhuban. Similarly, in this karmati stage which we practice, whatever we are doing, our mind is there in the soul world. Ab ghar jana hai. Now we have to go back home. Our feet are already above the ground because we think we are starting the journey. We are to go. This world is no more ours. We are just travelers. We have to move from here. So your mind is already got up from there. Even if you are sitting in a sofa, but your mind is sitting in Paramdham. That practice we have to do in order to attain that karmati stage. Again and again, when you are talking to somebody, you are listening with attention, so that it is an important talk and you must not miss important facts which someone is telling you. So, as a duty, with a sense of responsibility, you pay full attention to what the other person is saying. But in between, go back home. Go back home. Like when you are, it is not that you are 100% concentrated when you are listening to somebody. Your mind is totally absorbed, no? In between, if some person drops in your room, you just are aware of it. If there is a telephone call, you just listen to it. Sometimes your attention goes to whatever is hanging on the walls, you pay attention to it. Your mind is not totally 100% all the time, every instant of time, focused on what the other person is saying. So in between you steal away and you just go to Paramdham. Baba, I am coming. I am coming to my sweet home. Oh, there am I. That is my world, my sweet home. That light, golden red light is calling me. I am just here for some time. That is my ultimate goal, the journey, the destination to which I have to go. So that will give you total detachment from this body. What we generally say of vairagya, dispassion, getting detached from the world. This is the way of getting detached from the body as well as from the world. Again and again think of it. Let there be glimpses of that Paramdham, that Brahmlok, Shiv Baba over there, golden red light over there, and you as a point of light over there, incorporeal, in a bodiless stage, light and might, a shining star, just radiating light, full of peace, in your original stage, totally pure, calm, tranquilized. Think of all that, what you are, your original nature is. Oh, to that world I belong. From there I came on this earth. There I have to go back. No. That is calling me, somebody inviting me. I am already late, to go back to that. Again and again think of it. So that again will take you to karmati stage. So even when the body is there, the mind is there. Tan hamara yahan hoga, there is a song, तन हमारा यहां होगा, मन हमारा वहां होगा. आवर बॉडी विल बी हियर दो द माइंड विल बी देयर. सो यू विल बी इन दिस वर्ल्ड बट नॉट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, इन द वर्ल्ड बट नॉट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. यू नो समवन गिव्स द एग्जांपल ऑफ ए बोट इज ऑन द सर्फेस ऑफ द वाटर इन ए रिवर. That boat can carry the passengers from one bank of the river to the other bank of the river. It can be a means of transport. It can take us to destination. It is a useful device which can transport goods and persons. Because the boat is in the water. But if the water is in the boat, then what happens? So the boat in the water is good because then only it can carry the things. But if the water is in the boat, the passengers and the goods get drowned. They go to the bottom. That is an accident. That is not a happy fact. Similarly, to be in the world, we are, is a fact. But to be off the world, if the world is in our mind all the time, persons, things, luxuries, objects, grass things, material things, if they are in our mind all the time, then we are drowned. We are really sunk. If not today, we are going down and down. If on the other hand, we are above this, while we are in this world, our mind is above this, then that is the real useful, positive stage which we should have. And then there should be no change of moods. The moods very often change. Sometimes angry, sometimes very much pleased, happy, sometimes offended, sometimes appreciative, you know. Our moods change. Sometimes we are in a mood of enthusiasm, sometimes we have lost and we feel empty. Moods are changing. Attitudes are changing. And in a karmati stage, this thing does not happen. So you have to attain this karmati stage here. Be aware of it. Pay attention to it. That your moods don't change. They are constant. Ek ras avastha. Single state, continuously happy state of mind. Khush, khush. Baba says always remain khush, happy. That should be our constant stage of thought, of our being. Happy stage, blissful stage, contented stage. That is the positive stage. That should not be even a pinpoint less. Always flying in that stage. No change of moods. And you should have the feeling, my mission is achieved. I came here with a mission and my mission is achieved. For a long time I have been searching my father, trying to know who I am, where from I came, what am I to do, what am I not to do, where am I to go, how to improve relations with other things, and so on and so forth. I was just lost in a forest where I could not find the path. I was in a tunnel where I could not see the light. I was in darkness. But now I have attained that. Who I am, what I am, where from I came, who is my father, what is this world, why is all this happening, whatever is happening. Now he has enlightened me. He has given me that wisdom. I know. I have achieved. And therefore, my mission is achieved. So that kind of a sense of feeling, a feeling or a sense should be there that my mission is achieved. And then the life should be very, very simple. Reduce your needs to the minimum. Don't try to have so many things, you know, as little as possible. Because you are just going to go. So have only those things which are necessary. Why otherwise you just collect things, keep a large store of them, and this thing, that thing, and the other thing. The needs have to be fulfilled. The basic necessities of life have to be fulfilled. We have not to lead a miserable life. I don't mean that. The basic comforts which are very necessary for our health, for our comfortable life, comfortable within inverted commas, because it differs. Everyone has a different interpretation of what is comfortable. But what I say is that the minimum needs should be there. Simple life. That is what we saw Brahma Baba. You have seen in that room, you sit in that room, Baba's room. It was not as it is today. There is some renovation. It has been changed. It was smaller than that. Within this space was included his bathroom, his office, everything. And he would just sit on a matting or on a cushion on the ground. Very simple. People come and squat down in front of him. He talks to them. And he eats. There was not much of furniture, any sofas or so on and so forth. Just one or two chairs and a small table. So that if someone jams him at the time of eating, he could be seated. If any additional chair is required, that would be acquired from somewhere. Because there was not much space. Very, very simple. Not that he had 20 pairs of his dresses, 40 pairs of his shoes, and so many other things, you know, unnecessarily keeping those things, maintaining them, and looking after them, and wasting his thoughts on them. Very, very simple. Just a chapati a day, or maybe 5 or 6 spoonfuls of rice a day, and a little bit of vegetable and a glass of water, enough. This is life. So you don't have any much of requirements or needs. Reduce them to the barest minimum, as little as possible. Subject to the condition that a person is suffering from ill health, I won't say let him lie down on the hard floor, and the doctor may complain what class Jagdish Bhai gave, he told certain things which are very bad, in bad taste. For him, that is the basic need, the minimum need. It differs from person to person. I don't mean to say that you should take only 5 or 6 spoonfuls of rice. You are a young man, you may take even 101 spoonfuls of rice. I don't mind. But what I mean to say is that you take only the bare minimum you require. Don't overeat. There should be no gluttony, as they say. And as Baba has been very often saying in the Murlis, be ever ready. Ever ready. So that if the call comes at this moment, you go. Not have much of the things, I have to do that, lot of that kind of thing. But just be prepared. Don't think that there is a particular calendar and according to that you will be ready on such and such day. Of course, your flight to India is booked and you can travel only on a particular day. You have not to be ever ready for the flight because Lufthansa won't take you. It would take you only on the day for which you are booked. Your confirmation is booked. Your booking is confirmed. But what I mean to say is, so far as our moral, spiritual stage is concerned, I say moral as well as spiritual. Some people try to be spiritual without being moral, though it couldn't be. Some people want to be moral without being spiritual, which also couldn't be. We have to be moral as well as spiritual. And therefore, from that point of view, we should be ever ready. Not that, now what I mean is, I don't like material things, I am not a materialist, I am a spiritualist. I believe in the existence of a soul, the supreme soul, in meditation, and in things which are spiritual, in spiritual doctrinaire. So you could say I am a spiritual person. But so far as my behavior with others is concerned, it's not moral, not based on values. I am hurting the feelings of so many, misbehaving with others. I don't have manners, you know. My actions are not good, my relationships are not happy, with other people. I may be grabbing others' things. I may have certain other kind of bad habits. So, I say moral. Moral as well as spiritual. Spiritual as well as moral. Whatever you want to put first, and you may replace them at times if you like. But we have to be both moral as well as spiritual. And from that point of view, we have to be ever ready. So that we shouldn't say, we thought that we will live for another 10 years, that the world destruction is around year 2000, there are at least 3 more years left, or that I am a young person, my heart is fine, my other organs of my body, I got checked up medically, and I found they are fine, and there is nothing going to happen to me. But suddenly something happens, achanak, as Baba says, suddenly, achanak. Actually, I don't think there is anything achanak. There is nothing suddenly. The only thing is that you didn't know it beforehand. And therefore, for you it is sudden. Human beings do not have the full knowledge. They don't have the being as Shiv Baba has. For Shiv Baba there is nothing achanak. He could see beforehand when Dadi Chandramani will be coming. He knew it, you see. We didn't know it. With the means of knowledge at our command, we didn't know it. If we also had those things, there are certain signs. See, for example, the last class she gave. You would be able to find from it what her stage is. It is near about that she is going, you know. You just read the Murli which she gave last in Gyan Sarovar. You will find it is different from the Murli she had been giving. All the classes which she began to give, there is some kind of a sequence, you know. She is improving, becoming more and more soul conscious. She is flying. And if she, one is flying, goes. So you can, if you just judge from that point of view, you can imagine what will happen. Always happy, 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 whatever happens, she is happy. Nothing influences or affects her mind. So what will happen? So you have attained whatever you want to attain, what else you want to attain? There is nothing besides happiness which you want to attain, which you have already attained. So what is the purpose of your being here for any longer time? You have to go. Because you have to serve this now somewhere else. You see. So there are certain, if the aeroplane on the airport is running fast, of course. You are travelers by air and you know what happens is that first of all the aeroplane takes speed. And after picking up more and more speed, what happens? It goes. So happened with her. Nothing achanak. See the state of our health. What about our sugar, our blood pressure, our other physical ailments? If they stay for long time, they are not going, you see. They are staying. This thing, that thing, other thing, they are additions, you know. What will happen? One has to go. So if you just collect all those figures, write them on a piece of paper, 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, you can total, isn't it? You will say, this is the sum total. So if you think that this is our spiritual stage, that is our mental stage, this is our physical stage, that is the service she is doing, so on, so forth. She became the giant administrative head. So what else she wanted to become? Tell me. After that, where is the promotion? So let her retire. She has to go. There are many things. If you just try to judge from other many points of view, you can come to the conclusion. But you are not perfectly sure, you know, because after all you are a human being, you may be right, you may be wrong. You may be 80% right, 20% wrong, or 90% right, 10% wrong. Because our knowledge has limitations. Shiv Baba knows it. So for Shiv Baba there is nothing achanak, nothing sudden. As Einstein said, God does not play with dice, you know. When the theory of this quantum theory of Heisenberg and others, that was result. So, when they talked to Einstein, Einstein said, because the quantum theory says nothing is fixed, everything is uncertain. So physics took a turn. Before that, the Newtonian physics had certainty. If this thing happens, then that also happens as a result of this. If that happens, then the next thing will also happen as a result of this. That was the Newtonian physics, which was deterministic theory. But in this case, they said everything is uncertain. Einstein said, I don't believe in this. Nothing is uncertain. The only thing is you do not know about it. I do not know about it. Our state of knowledge is not perfect. Therefore, we say it is uncertain. And he therefore used this phrase, this sentence. He said, God does not play dice. What will come? God does not play dice. He knows with his perfect state of knowledge. So, for you, there may be certain things, achanak, sudden, surprise. Then you say, drama. Yes, drama, because in drama we do not know. But therefore, if you do not know, then Baba says, therefore, there is all the more reason that you must be ready. If I knew that I am going to die after 2 years, then maybe that if I don't get ready today, I get ready after two months. But since I do not know, therefore, there is all the more reason that I should get ready today, because it may happen tomorrow. So Baba therefore says, be ever ready. And anyone who wants to attain that karmatit stage has to be ever ready. That will give you the total detachment from the body, from the persons, from the worldly things, from the world itself, from the karma. And this total detachment will lead you to the karmatit stage. Okay? That is what I wanted to say. And when you want to practice it, what you have to do is, just take your mind to the soul world, with the eye of your mind, see that golden red light, don't see anything else. That golden red light in the world which is beyond, there is silence. And in that world is Shiv Baba. And you at the point of light, the soul. And don't think of anything else. And in course of time, depending upon the practice, whether you make it frequently or only off and on, you will be able to have that kind of experience, which will be very, very rewarding. If we are able to have that kind of experience, suppose you are very much tired today, you did a lot of work, and you feel that you are exhausted. If you just lie in your bed, take your mind to that world, and just be, as I said, be in that stage, totally absorbed. After some minutes, you will feel that your all fatigue is gone. You are refreshed. You are energized. Not only the soul as a battery has been recharged, but there is physical stamina also there. So this kind of a practice could be applied to many situations in life where you will get many results which otherwise we generally get through grass means. But this yoga, which Baba says yoga ka prayog, the application of yoga, if you just apply this to other situations, you will be able to feel a lot of bliss. That there is no distance between you and Shiv Baba. That he loves you most endearingly and you love him so much. That you are very close to him. That he has blessed you. That you are, if not the luckiest, then one of the luckiest persons on earth. And that you are totally fulfilled, you have accomplished. This kind of feeling you can have by having this kind of practice. Om Shanti.